What about Heather? Who's your mob?
I am a Geelongi. Mm-hmm. I'm from WA, but was born here in Victoria, Dandenong. So don't really know my mob, don't really know what NAIDOC's about, you know, but yeah.
What about you, Suzanne? Who's your mob?
Heather's my sister, so right. Same Noongar Yamaji Wongai. I grew up over here with all the mob, so I was privileged enough to mingle around in amongst the different tribes and communities here, but I've never fully understood what NAIDOC Week's about myself, because we were raised differently the English-Australian way, which was also a privilege for us, but yeah, it definitely distanced us from the cultural and the heritage background of learning and understanding, so it's all new to me and my sister now.
Right. We actually do have the most kickback prison in the whole of Victoria. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to Queensland, I wouldn't want to go to WA, New South, South Australia, anywhere else but here if I was to come back to prison, because it's, the other ones are like Wentworth. It's hectic over there, definitely.
So we both got paintings that we're going to give you guys.
Oh, really?
And this is one.
Oh, Heather.
Yep, so it's just...
I'm going to describe it. We're looking at a square painting, acrylic painting.
Yep.
Black and blue background with dots, and there's five beautifully coloured turtles, green, blue, red, yellow, and it's dotted out, which is from WA.
Yep. So
and
it's my beautiful. First painting.
Yes.
Well, one of them, my first paintings.
Yes.
Yeah. So I never knew how to paint until I come in here. I've just had it in my room and, you know, said to Suzanne, I want to give something to you guys for coming in, doing this with us. And she's got one too.
Just lag me in, right, ain't you? Put that lag and release program, yeah. Yeah, so I was meant to sell this painting, but, I mean, it just feels like it's right to give it to you guys. Heard in one of the Brother Boys songs on NITV playing, and he mentioned no prisons, no slaves, no masters. So that's pretty much what I put on to canvas. So, yeah. And this one's at the end is the no masters, where we stand at our doors with our IDs, what we just did.
Yeah.
So we've got the three sets of hands. The first set is the hands on the prison bars. And then the second one is for the no slaves with the hands with the chains breaking. And then the third one, the hand holding our ID. And then the BLM.
Wow.
Yay.
Yeah.
So have you been painting for a while, Suzanne?
I have been since I was little, but I never actually put anything onto canvas until I came into prison. Oh. I got a poem to go with it, but I can't read it. That's shame, John.
Yeah, you've got to do it.
You've got to do it now.
Okay, so no prison, no slaves, no masters. The darkness in my heart, in my soul, which has led me to prison, of which it was not that before. A slave to the justice system, always in and out of the cells. The masters I endure four times a day, holding my ID. My place has now been made for me. How do I break free from this sadness that wells in me? May God please forgive me for my sins. Please give me the strength and guidance to break this cycle. Help me begin to heal and put this as a memory as far as can be behind me.
Ooh. Yay.
Well done. Very good. I want to keep it and do it on the outside. Mm-hmm. Painting. I've sold quite a few paintings now.
That's good.
Which is really good for the torch.
So are they that can help you once you're released?
Yep.
To continue that?
Yep. So they'll set us up on the outside with, you know, canvases, paints, whatever we need. So I really look forward to doing it when I get out.